This is KUT. If you've ever looked up and thought, well, that's a nice view of the Texas state capitol, that's by design. The city of Austin and the state have established 35 protected lines of sight so residents can view the capitol. Now, Austin City Council members are considering creating more capitol view corridors stretching into parts of East Austin. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, some people are unhappy with the plans.
I took a trip to the Texas State Cemetery in East Austin to check out one of these views. I walked to the top of a hill in the northeast corner of the cemetery toward a large tree and a tall American flag. Then I saw her.
Aha, there it is. It looks like a kind of the top of a baby bottle, you know, the very top being the nipple of that baby bottle. It also looks a bit like the top of a fire hydrant with sort of a salmon coloring to it.
Salmon baby bottle. So what's your favorite view of it?
Congress Avenue. The experience of driving north on Congress Avenue, heading to the Capitol, it's a very unique experience.
DeWitt Peart heads the Downtown Austin Alliance. The creation of Capitol View corridors dates back to the 1980s. That's when the state legislature and the city began taking steps to secure these views. The idea? There must be various points in the city from which someone, like myself, can look up and say, aha, there it is. Councilmember Ora Houston wants to preserve these moments in East Austin, too. In an emailed statement, her office wrote, quote, "It is about equity for the communities that have been disenfranchised and marginalized. The intention is not to interrupt or prevent any specific projects." But people like Peart with the Downtown Alliance say, intentional or not, it will interrupt projects. The mayor, for example, has said he wants to focus on the development of East Downtown. But some are concerned these view corridors might, well, get in the way.
They will negatively impact the development of the potential sites, particularly within the downtown. Immediately, what is most evident is the Brackenridge Hospital site.
Clark Heidrich is on the board of managers of Central Health, which owns the Brackenridge site.
One of the proposed corridors would go through the southern part of our property, three of the blocks that are part of our property.
Potentially affecting
some tall buildings that would have office and retail and potentially research and development type companies, as well as possibly hotel or hospitality, some housing perhaps.
Today's conversation at council is not a final one. Council members will vote on asking the city manager to come back with recommendations for additional capital corridors. And as for me, all right, I'm going to head out of this cemetery now. Goodbye, sir, madam. To be clear, I'm talking to dead people. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.